FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
EFF leader Julius Malema says the party is under threat of being destroyed.
We are faced with a new moment wherein the EFF experienced its first electoral decline and suffered unprecedented levels of sabotage and infiltration. It is for this reason, delegates, that the theme for this NPA is defend, rebuild and advance the struggle for economic freedom.
Malema delivered a three-hour-long opening address to over 2,000 delegates attending the party's elective conference at Nasrec near Soweto. He's told the conference the EFF subscribes to a political unity defined by honest politics and ideological conviction.
Black consciousness is a political conviction that not only relies on the color of your skin, but also on your consciousness itself. You can be black, yet advance divisive politics of tribalism. You can be black, yet act as an agent of white supremacy and corruption. You may identify as black, but your character can still be defined by deception and dishonesty. You can be black and still sell out your brothers and sisters for a few pieces of silver.
Officials in Guadaguza say residents can expect to have lights throughout the festive season. Several areas under the municipality have had no electricity this week. Spokesperson Sfiso Zulu explains what the problem was.
The municipality experienced a cable fault on the Eskom Driefontein line. And what compounded the problem was that some of the jumpers were also faulty. The other part of the problem, the mini substation at Simbiti was also faulty and had to be replaced. But due to the thunderstorm on Tuesday night, it was difficult. It impeded the speed of the work of the contractors. That is why they were only able to deal with it yesterday.
Zulu believes there won't be any more issues after today. Northwest Police say at least seven more illegal miners have resurfaced from Shaft 10 at Stilfontein. They say they were found in possession of gold nuggets. Police spokesperson Sabata Mukhwabone.
They include two Mozambicans, one Mosotho and a South African who was found in possession of goldberry material. This brings the number of illegal miners resurfaced today to seven.
And the European Commission has launched what it's calling an air bridge operation to deliver health supplies to Syria. It says the initial 50 tons of items will be flown to Adana in neighboring Turkey for distribution in the coming days. These supplies will come from its stockpile in Dubai. A further 46 tons of relief will be trucked from an EU stockpile in Denmark for distribution in Syria by UNICEF and the World Health Organization. The UN humanitarian agency says more than 1 million people, mostly women and children, have been newly displaced in Syria since the launch of the rebel offensive that ousted President Bashar al-Assad. Durban and Richards Bay 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20.